coming from the great American Southwest, from the very low desert. Good morning, good evening, whatever the case may be to all my listeners around the world. Thank you for coming back and listening to the Sabbath at Midnight. I am your host, Lionel Tavares, and always blessed to be here by the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And today we are getting right back into the book of Jasher again, left off on chapter 8. And we're going to start on chapter 9, obviously, and move forward. Hope you guys enjoyed the first one. And the second one gets a little bit more crazier. Get some more details. Start getting into the details of what happened with Abraham and Nimrod and the whole commotion that happened before all the drama started. So let's get into it. So with that being said, also don't forget to like us, share us, subscribe to us on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. We're on all the platforms. Also, if you want to help us out and become a member, you can become a member through Buzzsprout. It's only $7 a month. Help the show grow. Help the show get better quality stuff. Start getting more equipment just to put more into the show. I really like doing this, so this is something that I really want to do, and I'm taking it very serious. Also, becoming a member, you get access to exclusive episodes that we have, that we put out about 2 episodes a month that are exclusive only, so at least you get something out of it. So with that being said, thank you everybody for listening, though. The main reason why this show is going because people are listening, and I'm just trying this new thing out on YouTube now just to see what happens, but yeah, let's get into the episode. Let's have fun, hit the head, grab yourself a coffee, and let's get into this show. Let's get into this episode. Okay, let's start with chapter 9, where we left off. So before we get into that, let's get a little review. Sorry. So the book started off in the Garden of Eden, the sins that Adam and Eve had with the serpent. And then from there, it went into a lot of detail with Cain and murdering his brother and how his family lineage went on to be. I believe Cain killed, or someone killed Cain by accident because his eyes were going blind. And that's where we left off pretty much. And we kind of went forward to Terah birthing Abram before it became Abraham. And all these little sorcerers and witchy people went outside and they saw this sign in the heavens and they're all freaking out. Because they know Abraham is about to become Abraham and be the man and take out that entire kingdom. So they're all freaking out. And it got presented to the king, King Nimrod. And Nimrod told Terah, hey, you need to slay that child or we're all going to suffer and die. So Terah went home, made a little plan, stole the baby from one of his handmaidens and gave that baby in place of Abraham. And that baby was killed. It was smited, as it says. Nimrod got the baby by the leg, smashed his head on the concrete, and he thought that was the end of everything. So that's where we left off. It's already getting pretty juicy. Let's get into this. Chapter 9. And Haran, the son of Terah, Abram's oldest brother, took a wife in those days. Haran was 39 years old when he took her. And the wife of Haran conceived and bare a son. And he called his name Lot. And she conceived again and bare a daughter, and she called her name Milcah. And she again conceived and bare a daughter, and she called her name Sariah. Haran was 42 years old when he begot Sariah, which was in the 10th year of the life of Abram. And in those days, Abram and his mother and nurse went out from the cave, as the king and his subjects had forgotten the affair of Abram. And when Abram came out of the cave, he went to Noah and his son Shem, and he remained with them to learn the instruction of the Lord and his ways. And no man knew where Abram was. And Abram served Noah and Shem, his son, for a long time. And Abram was in Noah's house 39 years, and Abram knew the Lord from the 3 years old. And he went in the ways of the Lord until the day of his death, as Noah and his son Shem had taught him. And all the sons of the earth in those days greatly transgressed against the Lord, and they rebelled against him, and they served other gods, and they forgot the Lord who had created them in the earth. And the inhabitants of the earth made unto themselves that at the time every man his god, gods of wood and stone, which could neither speak, hear, nor deliver, and the sons of men served them, and they became their gods. And the king and all his servants and Terah with all his household were then the first of those that served gods of wood and stone. And Terah had 12 gods of large size made of wood and stone. And after the 12 months of the year, and he served each one monthly, and every month Terah would bring his meat offering and drink offerings to his god, to his gods. Thus Terah did all his days. And all that generation were wicked in the sight of the Lord, and they thus made every man his god, but they forsook the Lord who had created them. And there was not a man found in those days in the whole earth who knew the Lord, for they served each man his own god, except Noah and his household. And all those who were under his counsel knew the Lord in those days. And Abram, the son of Terah, was waxing great in those days in the house of Noah, and no man knew it, and the Lord was with him. And the Lord gave Abram an understanding heart, and he knew all the works of that generation were vain, and that all their gods were vain and were of no avail. And Abram saw the sun shining upon the earth, and Abram said unto himself, surely now this sun that shines upon the earth is God, and him I will serve. And Abram served the sun in that day, and he prayed to him. And when evening came, the sun set as usual, and Abram said within himself, surely this cannot be God. And Abram still continued to speak within himself, who is he who made the heavens and the earth? Who created upon earth? Where is he? And night darkened over him, and he lifted up his eyes toward the west, north, south, and east, and he saw that the sun had vanished from the earth, and the day became dark. And Abram saw the stars and moon before him, and he said, surely this is God who created the whole earth as well as man, and behold, these his servants are gods around him. And Abram served the moon and prayed to it all that night. And in the morning, when it was light and the sun shone upon the earth as usual, Abram saw all the things that the Lord God had made upon the earth. And Abram said unto himself, surely these are not gods that made the earth and all mankind, but these are the servants of God. And Abram remained in the house of Noah, and there knew the Lord and his ways. And he served the Lord all the days of his life. And all that generation forgot the Lord and served other gods of wood and stone and rebelled all their days. And King Nimrod reigned surely, and all the earth was under his control, and all the earth was of one tongue and words of union. And all the princes of Nimrod and his great men took counsel together, Phut, Mitzrayim, Cush, and Canaan with their families. And they said to each other, come, let us build ourselves a city and in it a strong tower and its top reaching heaven. And we will make ourselves famed so that we reign upon the whole world, in order that the evil of our enemies may cease from us, that we may reign mightily over them, and that we may not become scattered over the earth on the account of their wars. And they all went before the king, and they told the king these words, and the king agreed with them in this affair, and he did so. And all the families assembled, consisting of about 600,000 men, and they went to seek an extensive piece of ground to build the city and the tower. And they sought in the whole earth, and they found none like one valley at the east of the land of Shinar, about 2 days' walk. And they journeyed there, and they dwelt there. And they began to make bricks and burn fires to build the city and the tower that they imagined to complete. And the building of the tower was unto them a transgression and a sin. And they began to build it. And whilst they were building against the Lord God of heaven, they imagined in their hearts to war against him and to ascend into heaven. These guys are like little ants, man. God's looking at them like, what are you guys doing? You ain't going to get nowhere. We already know how this story ends, right? And all the people and all the families divided themselves in three parts. The first said, we will ascend into heaven and fight against them. The second said, we will ascend to heaven and place our own gods there and serve them. And the third part said, we will ascend to heaven and smite him with bows and spears. And God knew all their works and all their evil thoughts. And he saw the city and the tower which they were building. And when they were building, they built themselves a great city and a very high and strong tower. And on account of its height, the mortar and the bricks did not reach the builders in their ascent to it until those who went up had complete a full year. And after that, they reached to the builders and gave them the mortar and the bricks. Thus was it done daily. Basically, they're working overtime times 20. And behold, these ascend and others descended the whole day. And if a brick should fall from their hands and get broken, they would all weep over it. And if a man fell and died, none of them would look at him. Wow, this is like some evil, self-centered, all about me attitude kind of stuff. So they cry when the bricks fell, but they didn't give two rats ass about a human body dying. It just blows my mind. Anyways, let's continue. And the Lord knew their thoughts, and it came to pass when they were building, they cast the arrows toward the heavens, and all the arrows fell upon them filled with blood. And when they saw them, they said to each other, surely we have slain all those that are in heaven. For this was from the Lord in order to cause them to err and in order to destroy them from off the face of the ground. That's interesting. I wonder why there was blood on the arrows coming back down. And they built the tower and the city, and they did this thing daily until many days and years were elapsed. And God said to the 70 angels who stood foremost before him, to those who were near to him, saying, come, let us descend and confuse their tongues, that one man shall not understand the language of his neighbor. And they did so unto them. And from that day following, they forgot each man his neighbor's tongue, and they could not understand to speak in one tongue. And when the builder took from the hands of his neighbor lime or stone, which he did not order, the builder would cast it away and throw it upon his neighbor, that he would die.